Hello.
Hello, my name is Natalia. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. First of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Am I speaking with Horacio Miranda?
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry. What are the chances of your voting in the August 20th primary election for the U.S. Florida legislature and other offices, the U.S. Senate? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or don't you think you will vote? If you already voted, please vote.
100%, I'm voting by mail.
Thank you. Do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or the Democratic primary?
Democrat.
Thank you. In what year were you born?
1950.
Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
We are Latinos.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten out of the wrong track?
Can be in better position.
Okay. So would you say right direction or wrong track?
Wrong track.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now I am going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings over each as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. First one is Joe Biden. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of.
Well, I registered Democrat. I voting for Biden, but Biden quit. I mean, I voting for Kamala or whatever. I don't.
Okay, so how do you feel about Joe Biden? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Favor.
Okay, would you say somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favor.
Thank you. We also have Chad Klitzman, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion.
I don't care about that. I don't care about that person.
Okay, we also have Rodney W. Jacobs Jr., very favorable, somewhat favorable.
I don't care about that person.
We also have Barbara Cherry.
I don't care about that person.
And the last one is Kamala Harris. Very favorable.
Kamala Harris, very favorable. Very favorable.
Thank you so much. Now, in the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today, and the candidates in their district were Barbara Cherry, Chad Klitzman, and Rodney W. Jacobs Jr. For whom would you vote? Barbara Cherry, Chad Klitzman,
I don't know. Like I said before, I don't care about the persons. I have to read my ballot. I have to study for make my decision.
Okay. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? Barbara Cherry, Chad Klitzman, or Rodney W. Jacobs Jr.?
No one.
Okay, thank you. Still thinking about the Democratic primary election, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. We have education, LGBTQ rights, protecting reproductive rights, healthcare, home and property insurance, climate change and the environment, voting rights, jobs and wages.
Education.
We have, okay, thank you, education. Finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purposes. Thinking in the political terms, would you say that you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative?
Conservative.
Would you say somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you so much. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have 2 masters.
Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just one, your first name?
Juan Juan?
Your first name, sorry.
Excuse me, let me turn off the TV because it's hard to hear okay. You.
I'm sorry.
1 second.
Yeah, can you hear me better now? Okay.
Better,
and finally,
yes.
Strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just one, your first name?
Horacio. H-O-R-A-C-I-O.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.